Passion, drive, persistence, resilience, love. All qualities that shape and define us. Join the Cyber Warrior as he helps shape your path. This is Walk With Me. Welcome back to Walk With Me, a Cyber Warrior Studios production. I'm your host on this journey, the Cyber Warrior. Over the past few weeks, I hope you've been following along with our journey because we've discussed a lot of topics. And this week, I want to touch on another one that is very important. Actually, a few of them. The first that we're going to discuss today is the meaning of a success. What does it mean to you? Now, success can mean many things. For some, they find success when they reach a certain status in a company. For some, they find it when they reach a certain salary. For others, it's family. And for others, it could be something even more. But is your version of success always going to remain the same? Much like our goals can change, our version of success can change. Because when we're growing up and we're playing sports, our version of success could be winning the championship game. If we're on the chess club, it's winning the tournament or whatever the chess tournaments are. If we're doing something else, it could be whatever getting to the finals and winning is. As a kid, success has always been about winning. It's about winning the big game, about doing something that others haven't done or you beat. But then as we get older, success changes even more. You see, it's finding a job. It's hitting a certain status in that career field. My version of success has changed many, many, many times over the years. Like I said, as a kid, I played football and baseball, played many sports. My version of success was always winning championships, winning the big trophy. Even still, it was a matter of winning. Then as I got older and got further along, for a while it was my grades. I had to be the best in class. I had to be the best in my school. I had to get straight A's. I had to be the best. Now, needless to say, as I hit high school, it didn't work out too well for me because, well, my view of success changed. I no longer cared about having the best grades. I cared about my future in a different way. I cared about learning computers. I cared about growing in a career field. While at the same time, as I've talked about in previous shows that I've done, I cared about the military. I cared about what I was going to do. And then at a certain point, success became having a family. It became having that wife and kids that I wanted. That took precedence over money. It took precedence over a career. Well, it took precedence over just about everything. In my life, I did a lot of things backwards. Had my kid, first kid, before I was married, actually. My wife was pregnant with our second one before we were married. And honestly, it was a struggle because I didn't have a career. I didn't have a house. I didn't have much of anything. I was broke. And then I joined the military. Well, went active duty in the military. And my view of success changed. Funny enough, it wasn't even about promotion. I didn't care about promotions. I didn't agree with the way the military did promotions at that time. And I didn't agree with bending over backwards to just make people happy. I wanted to do my job and, well, be the best at it. So my success became making sure they had a roof over their head and I was providing for them. And eventually, when I retired, it changed again. My success will always be and forever be getting to a point where I no longer have to tell my kids no, or my wife, we can't do this, or you can't have that, because we don't have the money. Now, I don't know if I'll ever get to that point. I will constantly push and strive to get there. But I don't care what my title is. I don't care what job I have that gets me there. I will push and claw my way till I'm there. Because I'm okay with making sure my kids work for things. I'm okay with making sure that I don't go overboard and spoiling my kids and my nephews and nieces and everybody else. But for the reason to be money, I will never be happy with that. I will never settle for that. And so that's where my success comes in. That's what my success has become, because I have my family and I have my house and I've been able to accomplish so much, but I am still at a point in my life where the only reason I say no is because I don't have the money. So my success changed. It was no longer about winning the big game. It's not been about getting a promotion or anything like that. The moment I had a family, it became about being able to provide the best for them. And that's what it'll always be. From here on out, that is my success. So what is yours? What do you consider success? And has it changed over the years? Because success can change. Your version of success is going to change. And I'm sure as you become an adult, as you further along in your career, eventually you'll get to a point where your version of success remains consistent until you retire or until you finally settle down. But it's going to change. And that's okay. Much like our goals in life will change, our version of success is going to change. And I want you to understand that just because it changes doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. Doesn't mean that your path has gone a way that is going to be so much harder. It just means that your ideals of what success is has changed. And sure, maybe your path has changed. Maybe you have decided to take a different career. Maybe you've decided that you no longer like the career that you're in, and your version of success is now no longer becoming a CEO or some other bigwig, but it is now making waves in a different career field. Maybe it's being a doctor or a lawyer or a judge, whatever the case may be. And that's all right. Maybe it's finally getting to the point where your spouse can be a stay-at-home spouse. Maybe you want to be a stay-at-home dad or a stay-at-home mom. That's okay. Your version of success can change. I'm at a point now where I'm able to have a stay-at-home wife. If she wants to work, I'm all for it. But we are finally at a point where it's not a necessity. And I'm happy with that. But that doesn't finalize my success. That doesn't take me to the end. It doesn't get me to a point of finally feeling like I have fulfilled my life and my purpose. So when finding that success and when finding that bit of greatness in it, how do you do it? How do you get there? Well, let's be honest, it's all about two things, balance and sacrifice. When you have a family, you sacrifice a lot to work full time. You sacrifice time with your kids, with your spouse, with whatever else. If you're single and you have a career, maybe you've sacrificed the ability to have a family, decided that you wanted to be successful in your career first before you had a family. And that's okay. Not everybody has the same journey. Not everybody walks the same path to get to greatness. Some sacrifices are going to be harder than others. Some of us give up family. Some of us give up friends. Some of us give up TV or books or whatever the case may be. Now, anybody that knows who I am or has followed me long enough knows how important balance and resilience and hobbies and stepping away are. That's not to say you can't grind and hustle, but you have to find that balance. You have to find that time to get right with yourself. Last week when I did my episode, my boss reached out to me and he said, you know, you should really look into the Apple application for mindfulness. Maybe not necessarily Apple itself, but just mindfulness in general. And that got me thinking that there are times I'm not in the moment. There are times I'm not there because I am sacrificing my being there to think about what I'm going to do next, to always think 10 steps ahead and think about the future. And I've sacrificed a lot for that. I sacrificed a lot in my military career. I sacrificed a lot in my career as a whole. And I'm okay with that. And I've come to terms with that. And I'm doing a lot to get better with it so that I don't sacrifice so much time with my family and my kids. And it's going to take time because, like I said, balancing, finding that greatness and finding that success with other things that are important to you is important, is vital. So I want you to realize that not only does your success change, and your definition of success, your meaning of success, but so too will be what drives you to greatness and balancing you, yourself, with finding that greatness, with finding that mental health, with finding that within you that is going to keep you moving forward. Because if you don't find that balance, if you don't realize that sometimes you are sacrificing too much, then eventually those sacrifices will tear away your greatness, will tear away your success. Because you will realize that you have sacrificed so much that you are lonely, you are lost, and you no longer know who you are. Everything has been dependent about what you've become, about your career, and about whatever else it was that you wanted to find and what you found to be greatness for yourself. So find that balance. Don't lose sight of yourself and who you are. And if you have success, or if you have found it in the past and you now have changed tact and you are looking for a new version of success, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Because like I said, success can change. Success can be different. And it's okay. Now, as we come to the end of the episode, as we look at greatness and we look at sacrifice and success and all the changes it can make and all the changes it can take and all the sacrifices throughout your life, there is something I want you to understand and this little bit of wisdom that I want to give you. And it is from the Havamal, stanza 119. I counsel you, Lord Fafnir, if you'll take my advice, you'll profit if you learn it. It'll do you good if you remember it. If you have a friend and you trust him, go and visit him often. Weeds and high grass will grow on a path that nobody travels. And I say that to you because I want you to remember that as we make sacrifices, sometimes we will sacrifice those friendships and those loved ones, and we won't even realize it until it's too late. Now, this has been another episode of Walk With Me, a Cyber Warrior Studios production. As always, I am your host, the Cyber Warrior, and I'm your guide on this journey. I hope that if you listen to this and you are here at this point, please go ahead, drop a rating and review. If you are listening on Apple, Good Pods, Spotify, whatever it may be, please make sure you are following so that you know every time a new episode is released. Otherwise, I am still taking your questions, and they are all anonymous, so if you check in the link here in the show notes in the description and on my website, you will find a link that will give you ways to ask your anonymous questions, and I please ask that you do. Otherwise, please find your journey, find your path, and go for a walk.